This shows you in a bit more detail the link between obesity and cardiovascular disease, which is a major cause of death in many countries. And these data are shown in terms of what we call the relative risk. So relative risk is where you assign a risk of 1 to what you want to use as your standard, and then everything else is relative to that. So if you have a relative risk of more than 1, it means higher risk, and if you have a relative risk of less than 1, it means a lower risk. So on the bottom here, you have categories of BMI going from less than 21, of course that's healthy, up to more than 29, which is obese. And what you see is that as you increase BMI, the relative risk of cardiovascular disease increases. So what this means is that if you have a BMI between 25 and 28.9, you have double the risk of developing cardiovascular disease compared with if you had a BMI of less than 21. And similarly, if you have a BMI of more than 29, you have 3.5 times the risk of developing cardiovascular disease compared with if you had a BMI of less than 21. So your risk of developing cardiovascular disease doubles, triples when you go from being healthy to being obese. So this is the next question. I hope this time that the results are going to appear. I'd like you to guess what proportion of UK adults are obese at the moment. So your choices are 1 in 3, 1 in 4, 1 in 10, and 1 in 20. And your time... Oh, it's not working this time. Let's see if this works. Okay, I'm going to have a show of hands again. I'm really sorry. So how many people think that the proportion of UK adults that are obese is 1 in 3? Anybody? Okay, we have a few hands. 1 in 4. Quite a few more hands. 1 in 10. A lot more. Okay, it's about the same number. 1 in 20. Okay, so you're being pessimistic. The right answer is 1 in 4. Okay, so well done if you got that right. And this next slide will show you how the prevalence of obesity breaks down. So this is data just from the UK. It's data that was collected by our National Audit Office. And it shows you the prevalence of obesity, that is, people who have a BMI of more than 30, percentage, in percentages, in different age groups along the bottom. And so you can see several things from this data. There are 3 important things that this graph shows. The first one is that the prevalence of obesity, the proportion of people that are obese, increases with increasing age, up to the age of 55 to 64. So with increasing age, there's an increase in the prevalence of obesity. The second thing to note is that after the age of 64, this decreases. And there are probably 2 main reasons for that. The first is that those people who are obese have a shorter life expectancy, so they will die sooner. So unfortunately, that means that those people will not be there after the age of 64, or there will be less of those people there. So it's a natural decline. The other important point is that after the age of 64, you see an increasing number of the types of diseases like cancer, which cause weight loss, body wasting, and so there will be a decrease in body weight after that age. In addition to that, older people tend to eat less, appetite is reduced, either because of psychological reasons or because of physical changes in their body. They lose their teeth, it makes things harder, and so on. So there is a decrease in BMI after the age of 64. The other thing that's interesting is to compare the prevalence of obesity in men versus women, because you'll see that up to about the age of 54, the prevalence is about the same in both sexes. But after the age of 55, the prevalence of obesity tends to be higher in women, and that stays right up to 75 plus. And we think that's partly because women tend to live longer than men. That's one thing. But also that there might be some hormonal protection, some hormonal effects, which means that women tend to have higher BMIs than men. Actually, women naturally have a higher proportion of fat in their bodies than men anyway, and that seems to be prolonged throughout life.